Hello?
Hello?
Hello, my name is Liz. I'm calling from Opinion Research.
We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your current party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. House Bill 49, currently being considered by Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17 years old workers past 11 p.m. on school nights and more than 30 hours in school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
Oppose.
Thank you. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Oppose.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Some police officers previously claim they are crime victims when using physical and deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
I choose not to answer this one.
Okay. Do you feel your state and local tax border in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right or low?
Repeat this.
Do you feel that your state or local tax border in Florida is much too high, little high, about the right or low?
About right.
Thank you. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spends tax revenue in relatively efficient manner or spends tax revenue in wasteful manner?
No, in between.
No, just in relatively efficient manner or wasteful manner.
Efficient.
Thank you. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get an appointment or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
Yes.
Support?
Support.
Thank you. The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach of many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the ability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
Support.
Thank you. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on the weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Support.
Thank you. Veterinary PAs are like physician's assistants trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian.
Support.
Thank you. Do you believe the state and local governments should or should not be required to publish public notices in the print and online newspaper on a regular basis? Should or should not?
Should.
Thank you. How likely do you think you would be to seek out public notices if they were posted on the government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industries generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Do you feel Floridans should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they're out of town? Should or should not?
Should.
Okay. Do you believe Floridans should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
Should.
Thank you. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Should.
Okay, thank you. Do you know how to swim?
Do I know how to what?
Swim.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Do I think every child should?
Yeah, should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
I think it's up to the parents.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public school are on the right track, or do you feel that they're on the wrong track?
I think all schools are on the wrong track.
Okay. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages or working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Thank you. And next, I will read two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which one comes closest to your opinion. Public school must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts about us, such as identity and society, into learning, or public schools should stick to traditional curriculum only teaching reading, writing, and math.
I picked the second one.
Thank you. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you?
Yes.
Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida?
Yes.
Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
No.
Okay. Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
Repeat.
Yes. Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have the responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
Do or do not? Do not.
Yes.
Do not.
Okay. Do you believe Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action of the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
Do not.
Okay. If an elected officials at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed to creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers, such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? More likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or would it have no impact on your vote?
No impact.
Okay. Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age of 65 whose incomes are at or a low 130% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to the other Medicare beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were to vote today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
No.
Okay. Currently, Medicaid eligibility in Florida is restricted to adults in households with minor children that make more than 26% of the federal poverty level, which is $6,464 per year for a family of three. Medicaid is unable to adults who do not have a minor children. The proposed expansion for Medicaid would increase the eligibility limit to $34,307 for a family that three and provides access to benefits to adults making less than $20,000 and 121. After hearing this, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
No.
And what is your age? Is it between 18 and 34, 35, 49, 50 and 64, or 65 and over?
I'm between 60 and 65.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black, African,
American? Caucasian.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
Do you currently have a child enrolled in the public schools?
No.
In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. And that concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye.